The Warriors with a strong start to this five-game road trip, taking control and taking down the Clippers here at Staples Center in L.A. A high-flying, all-out effort where defensive intensity created all kinds of offense. Draymond Green powerful with 22 points and 5 boards. Stephen Curry finished with 19 points and 6 assists while matching his career high of 7 steals as Klay Thompson added a game-high 24 points, and that's now 7 consecutive wins over the Clippers. This one, 115-98, the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Draymond.
Great night defensively. We didn't really get much going offensively, but the best thing we did on offense was not give the ball away. We had 11 turnovers. And, that's my message to our guys. If we defend like that and take care of the ball, even on a night when shots aren't going in, we have a chance to win anywhere, even on the road against a great team. So we're really pleased with the effort, and we know we can get better, but satisfying win.
What do you think is your team's ceiling for being able to continue to take care of the ball over consecutive games?
Well, that's the challenge. You know, we had a stretch a couple weeks ago where we had 5 or 6 straight games where we averaged about 11, 12 turnovers, and that's it's possible. And then we went 5 straight where we were getting 18, 17. So that's the big challenge, just trying to make the simple play over and over again, because our talent will take over. But our guys sometimes get a little happy, and they want to make the spectacular play. And when we do that, we get ourselves in some trouble. So tonight was just kind of a workmanlike effort, solid, and that's what it takes. We know we can play better offensively, and we will.
You forced the 4 games in 5 nights in the fourth quarter, just how you might have paced the minutes out.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always tough. You want to win the game first, you want to handle the game, and then worry about the next one. But not only 4 and 5, 5 and 7. So this is a really tough stretch, but we kept everybody in the low 30s on our starting group, and we got everybody else in the game, which was nice. And now we got a tough back-to-back with Utah tomorrow. So we'll see how everybody is tomorrow, and try to play a lot of guys and see if we can win again.
When you win 15 out of 16 in the NBA, that's a remarkable stretch. Can you comment on how well things are going? You've seen it before, though.
Yeah, I mean, we have the continuity from, the group that's been here the last couple of years. And then we have the infusion of talent, with KD, and that's kind of changed our look a little bit. So we're really blessed. I mean, we have a great roster, and we got guys who play well together. And it's coming together, pretty well here. I guess we're a quarter of the way through. And I'm really happy with the way our guys are playing, but I know we can get better. They know they can get better too, so it's exciting.
4 dunks for Andre tonight. How much spryer is he right now in the first 5, 6 games?
Yeah, Andre looks great. He's playing with a lot of confidence, moving well. His defense is spectacular. He never turns the ball over. He just, every night, he's a plus-minus machine. He's just a basketball player. He knows what he's doing at both ends, gets us organized, and it obviously helps when he's making shots too. But the main thing is everything else he does for us.
Last year, Luke sometimes talked about bouncing ideas off of Andre. How much do you guys talk?
We talk all the time. I bounce ideas off of a lot of our guys, Draymond, David West, Andre. I mean, we have a really smart team. And so we talk all the time, and our guys come to our staff with suggestions, and it's a group effort. It's fun to work with these guys.
You guys forced 9 turnovers in the first quarter. How much of that was disruptive defense? How much of them just kind of throwing it away?
I thought they were a little sloppy early, and missed a few shots that they normally would make. So we were fortunate, because we didn't start well either. We took our first 4 or 5 shots did not seem like good shots to me, and it was a strange start to the game for both teams. But our defense was there all night, and forcing those turnovers early, I thought, set a good tone for us.
It was great, get some shots to fall. It's been feeling good the last couple of days, so I just say, if I got a shot, I'll come in aggressive. But still focusing on the defensive end. That's always my number one focus, especially against a team like this. You let them get going early, and they can be tough to stop. Doc always runs some great things, and when you got great players out there like they do, you know, it's tough. So you want to try to break their rhythm up before they get going. And I think for the most part, we were able to do that from the beginning.
Drake, you said last season you felt the guys probably peaked too early. Where do you guys feel you're at right now?
I think we're continuing to get better each and every night, you know, which is important. You know, it's I mean, I don't even think we played well offensively tonight. We missed a lot of shots that we normally make. Just wasn't the flow, like it wasn't really there. But the most important thing was we defended and we didn't turn the ball over. And when you don't turn the ball over and you defend, you give yourself a chance to win every game. Obviously, we were able to win this one by 20, but you know, we're continuing to grow, continuing to get more and more comfortable with each other. I think we're in a good place right now, but it's important that we continue to embrace the process and get better each and every time we step on the floor.
What is the ceiling for your team's ability to concentrate over consecutive games and not turn it over?
I mean, I think, you know, that's important. I think that's an area that we've grown in. I think with the exception of maybe two or three games in the last maybe 10, probably 12 games, we've had 12 or less turnovers. And, you know, so I think we're growing in that area. We're more conscious of it. We're just making a simple play, and that's important. You know, just if a guy's open, pass it to him. If not, you know, look for someone else. And as crazy as this sounds, sometimes you get away from that, and you want to make the spectacular play. You want to hear the crowd go one eye, but the simple play is what wins games. And so I think, you know, we're starting to understand that better and better. I think guys have a much better focus level as the time continues to come together, and I think, you know, we're doing a great job of focusing on it, and I don't see us taking steps back. Obviously, you'll have a game where there's 16, 17 turnovers, but overall, I think we're locked in on that and focused on, you know, continuing to do good things with it.
Four dunks for Andre tonight. How much fresher does he look to you than 3 weeks
ago? Oh, man, he looks amazing. You know, 3 weeks ago, I thought his bounce was gone, and we kept messing with him, telling him he can't jump anymore. So, you know, he's definitely got the bounce back. But it just wasn't tonight. You know, I've seen it probably over the last 5 or 6 games. He's really been getting up now, so it's good. He's definitely, you know, getting in the rhythm now and got his legs back on there.
He make it an effort to, every time he dunks, looks over at the bench.
Yeah, because we talked so much junk to him, like, Dre is gone. Like, the 1 foot bounce ain't there no more. But he done went back in his bag and found it somewhere. I don't know where it was at. He got it, though.
You guys have beaten him 7 times in a row. What's been the key in your mind?
Like I said, not turning the ball over. You get this team turnovers as breakaway dunks, breakaway lobs, you know, and defending. You know, not giving up lobs to DJ. You know, trying to make things tough on Blake. And I think one of the keys was also not letting JJ get going. You know, you'd be surprised at how important JJ is to their offense. And they like to get him off early in the game. And so we did a great job neutralizing him, which helps a lot as well. So I think really just defending and not turning the ball over has definitely been the key.
Do you think that gets to them at all, that, you know, when a team just keeps beating you, now it's 7?
I mean, I think that gets to anyone. You know, someone just continue to beat you, you're going to be pissed off about it. Yet, it means nothing. You know, it's still regular season basketball game. We just want to get better. It's not about, oh, man, I didn't even know until Sam actually just told me. It's not about, oh, man, we beat these guys this many times in a row. Let's add on to that. It's like, no, obviously you want to win the game, but let's get better when we step out there, and that's our main focus.
The Warriors will have back-to-backs twice during this 5-game road trip, and next up, a game in Salt Lake City on Thursday night against the Utah Jazz. At Staples Center in L.A., I'm Lawrence Scott.